Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host Barbara will be on here soon, but for the weekly psychic readings, we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am, and I have some good news when Barbara comes on. And I know Richard's kind of in the background. If we need be, you know, I can do a reading on him. He can use a card reading. But are we going to readings? Huh?
Yeah, I guess we could. Yeah, I guess we could. We can do card readings because I just so you know, I changed the description of the show to say tarot and psychic readings.
Good. That's good. Are you going to text Barbara?
Let me see here.
Unless he's having trouble. Can you put Richard on? I want to see if he's up through on the phone lines.
Well, actually, let me try calling Barbara first. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Well, we can't have dead air. That's not a good thing.
I know. It won't be long.
It won't matter. You don't put dead air.
Give me 1 second.
You're putting dead air. If they could see me now, oh my goodness, if they could see me now, they wouldn't believe what's going on, if they could see me now. And that's from Shirley MacLaine's Out on the Limb, but I can't sing at all. I have a good radio voice, but I can't sing at all. And he's kind of like disappeared, so I don't even know if I'm on the air. I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, are you there? Okay. All right. Okay, are you there, Dale?
What? Yeah.
Are you there, Dale?
Yes.
Okay. You're on here twice, so I'm going to hang up on one of you. Apparently, Barbara will be here in a minute. I'm sorry for everybody. How have you been?
Well, I got something new to tell you, but I was waiting for Barbara to come on. Can you put Richard on so I can talk? Press him.
Yeah, I'll put him on for a bit. Here we go. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Aloha.
We need your help.
You need my help.
Yeah, we have no one to talk to at the moment but you at the moment.
Yeah, well, Barbara's here.
Barbara.
Is there Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Aloha.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I thought this show was not happening because I was traveling, but I'm here. And so Johnny checked with me, and yes, I am available, and I would love to do the show, of course.
Okay.
Hi, Dale.
Barbara.
Aloha.
Hi. We have Richard on, and you and me, and I needed Richard for a moment because I might do a card reading on him. But let me tell you, I got something new. I got a puppy.
You did? Wow.
Yes,
I'm happy.
You and I were talking about that, and I'm telling you how this came about. I've been looking for months, and remember, Barbara, we're talking about how expensive puppies are. I mean,
yeah.
That they're ridiculous. And
they're like $3,000 sometimes.
Right. But
like,
I found
$3,000.
Yeah. That's right. I found in Sacramento, I found a German Shepherd, beautiful dog. Richard can testify. He's got the picture.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Richard?
Beautiful. Beautiful dog.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, I love German Shepherds.
3 months, 3 and a half months, and, you know, it's a handful. His name is Lucky Kolohe, and Kolohe in Hawaiian means rascal.
Oh, cute. I love that.
So it's Lucky Kolohe, and Lucky is so, I mean, I'm telling you, Barbara, it will tire you out no matter what age you are. They have energy, and I got a really good price on them. I got them like for $600, and the people got him in Sacramento, and they, you know, the family couldn't keep him because the landlord didn't allow dogs, so they put it up, and I saw it right away, and there was a whole line of people to get this dog, so I ran down there and got it.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that dog's going to have an amazing life because of you as the mama. Okay, Dale, I have a question about this, because this is quite interesting. Thailand John, who was Miss March 1992, a Playboy Playmate in my year, we were interviewing her, and she goes and rescues dogs from Puerto Rico and brings them back. And, you know, I had the hardest time finding my dog. And I put my hands in the air and I say, hey, God or the universe, please, just send it to me. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, we have Tylan John. And I thought she was joking. She's like, let's go get a private jet and bring all the dogs back from Puerto Rico. And I thought it was a joke. No, she's been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know why? That's not enough dogs. You know, you got to understand what's happening. They spayed and neuter all the dogs at the Humane Society, and then they can't breed, and then there's not enough dogs. But what's also happening is the fact of the COVID virus. People are home and they don't want to be alone, so you know, they want a dog. So did you get a dog? Hello?
No, I think she's here. Are you there, Barbara?
What happened?
Lost her.
We are definitely looking forward to a few busy weeks as we head into the holiday season. And here are just some updates for this coming week. There is no school for students on Monday. No.
What's going on? What was that?
I don't know. We must have heard an upgrade or update. She dropped the call. She'll be going back.
Leave Richard on here. I'm going to need someone to talk to.
Hello.
Go ahead. Do your thing. I'll talk to Richard. Try to
give
get her back. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just...
So, Richard.
Give me 1 second here.
You have all the time you want.
All right, here she is. She's back.
Okay. Barbara, what happened?
No.
Hello?
Answer.
We have no answer.
Yeah, she is here on the phone. She's listed here on the callers.
Well, she's not talking to us.
Oh. Is this a full moon? I mean, I'm just curious. I mean,
it's a retrograde.
Are we in retrograde?
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, are you there?
Yes.
Let me take you there, Barbara?
Yes, I just got here. I was hearing everything, but okay, I'm here. Let's not waste time. I'm here. Let's go on.
Did you find a dog?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you did.
No, I'm having the worst time finding a dog. That's why I think that all of this stuff about dogs happen. You know what? All I have to do is sit back and relax and believe it's going to happen. And it is. And that's when I talked to Tylan after 20 years. And we decided I'm going to go with her and do a mission in Puerto Rico to save a bunch of dogs. And I said, hey, how about this? Do you know I'm looking for a dog? She says, no. I said, maybe this is where I'm going to find my little best friend. And she goes, let's do it. So this was Johnny and I like 2 shows ago. And I believe it. I'm believing it because I'm having a hard time finding a dog.
Dale.
You're not the only
and
one.
You know what? Okay. I'm not the only one.
No. It took me 7 months. My dog passed away. I had a, you know, Richard could testify to that. We had to put my Sadie down, and I've been in a lot of pain. Richard, are you still there?
Richard, can
yep,
you testify
I'm still here.
To that?
I
can
testify
to that. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, well, they had, you know, Dale and Blythe have two shepherds there, and the one passed away here a few months ago. And it leaves a big vacuum in your life, you know. You're so used to having two. And the Princess, the one that's still with us, she sort of always realized that she was the queen of the roost now and kind of took over everything. My bed. I was working in the morning. There's nothing like having a 100-pound German Shepherd laying on your feet and you can't move.
Wow. That's a big German Shepherd, 100-pounder? Wow.
Well, I think that,
yeah. I like a big,
didn't you
yeah,
say,
I like
Dale,
a big,
that you were going to give a reading to Richard?
Yeah, if you want me to, yes.
Yeah,
I was going to do a card reading for Richard. Is that okay?
Okay.
Do we have
right.
any callers?
Yeah.
Has anybody gotten through with this?
Yeah,
going
see,
we
on?
Do have
callers.
We do
showing,
have callers.
We have callers waiting. We are just going to put Richard first right now.
Well,
okay.
Go ahead.
Concentrate. But I got to say this, Barbara.
Yes.
It was on TV about that Puerto Rico thing. I saw it.
Oh.
I did see it. So
okay,
I want to let you
know. Oh, that was Tyvin John's rescue mission then. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to be there next time. Okay, cool. Anyway, it's Richard's turn. He's been waiting for weeks on end to come on the show. Dale's here. Epic
okay.
here.
All right.
Going,
so Richard,
what are you going to do, tarot or?
Yeah, no, I only do the. I'm going to do the tarot right now. Okay.
Okay.
And
are you going to do my card? Okay.
Yeah, we'll do your card. He loves his card. You have to have a specific question, Richard. So
I got
do you want to? Oh, you want to say?
I'm ahead of you.
Okay. So
okay.
I'm going to. Shuffle the cards is what I'm doing, and I'll be doing this for Richard, who's a Leo. Oh, and by the way, my dog is a Leo. So that's about to tell you something, too.
I am, too.
Now, I know.
We
all you guys aren't.
We all know that. And you said your daughter is?
My dog.
Oh, your dog. Because I didn't think you had a daughter. Okay.
No, I don't. Okay. All right, Richard, tell me when to stop. I'm shuffling the cards, okay? So tell me
okay.
when to stop, okay? All right.
Okay,
stop. What covers you, oh, this is very interesting, is a large sum of money you don't expect. You're
Ooh.
Looking at a woman. There's a man and a woman. And I want to read to you from my book, Tarot for the Beginner, which can be got on Amazon.com. Oh, by the way, Barb, your book was sent
yes.
out to you. Did you
oh,
get it?
I did. I sure
oh, okay.
did. I thank
okay.
you very much.
Fame and riches, beginning to feel secure, free from monetary gains. That's what's covering you, okay? Crossing you is, again, that card of the wedding or going to a wedding. Something with going to a wedding. You will be meeting with an old friend. That could be male, female, me, somebody. Meeting with an old friend and
okay.
happy hints of future I do's, you know, where you're together. And,
mm-hmm.
it's
wow.
a thing.
Never too late, Richard.
Not for him, let me tell you. Those Leos, something about you guys. You can
wow.
get to the age of, he's 92, and can you imagine? Okay.
He has Two of Cups is happy hints of future ideas. A partnership could have to do with upcoming romance, could be a business friendship, or could end up getting more involved or making a commitment. Okay? Then whatever you wish for, you will get. Okay? Because the wish card is there. And whatever you have wished for, your wish is coming, and it's coming rather soon. You feel happy. You feel foolish. You're weighing and balancing things. There's a lawyer in the past that's no good, but you already know about that. You're gloating over your defeats. You have the lover's card. You have the home card. You have travel. You have travel. You have world travel. Well, as much as we can say now, you have travel.
Travel.
You're not going to be staying. Yeah, you're going to be traveling. So that's what I'm getting for a mini reading for you right now, which is good. It's just like there's no real bad cards in the deck. Did it answer your question at all? Pardon me?
Yeah. Well, my question was simple. Will I be traveling? So there you are.
Guess what? You are.
Guess what? Away we go.
So do you want to do you want to move on to a call, Dale?
Yeah, I wanted to know what Barbara thought real quick. Is she there? Hello?
She is here. She's listed as here.
I don't know what's wrong with the phone system. But you can go on with it.
Okay.
Did you hear the reading?
It was in and out. I did hear that he was a Leo and that he was in for a great fortune and a couple other things. And then it just went out. Sorry, it doesn't matter what I know, okay? Let's just, the people heard, that's all that matters.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
So he's going to be traveling, so that's good. All right, so go ahead with your callers.
Okay.
Good for you, Richard.
Our next caller, our first caller.
Let's throw you away and then do a caller. So thank you, Richard, very much. And
thank
we appreciate
you, Richard.
That. And we learned from your reading. Okay, now we're
all
ready
right.
for a caller.
Another
area
code is another 509. Another 509.
Oh, hi. That's 509. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you? What's
thank
your name?
Thank you. I'm good, thanks. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. What question do you have for Psychic Gal Shear today?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
What question do you have for Psychic Gal Shear?
I have a finance question. Recently, unemployment garnished me, and they're wanting me to repay what they gave me for the month of March. I recently submitted my appeal letter, and they told me it takes about 4 to 6 weeks to kind of get a hearing from them, if not longer, I'm not really sure, because of the delays. And I'm a little bit nervous.
Let me stop you. First of all, what is your name and where are you from?
Erica, and I'm from Washington State.
Okay. Let me tell you this, because I've been there, done that when I was younger. Exactly. You know, when you appeal it. I want to know, why did they stop it? What was the appeal?
They just want me to repay with the money that they gave me for the month of March.
Why?
And they really don't explain why. They just say that I don't know what, but basically my appeal is that I qualified for that money because I was in the hiring process for the school district and then everything shut down. So I was affected by COVID and became a displaced worker because of it.
All right, I got you. All right, so what's going to happen here is it's a total misunderstanding, but it may take a long time because of the COVID thing to get with these people to explain it. Can you call them? Can you call Social Security? Can you call at all?
Why Social Security?
Whoever, I mean, the unemployment office. Can you call?
I have, and that's all they told me. I need to submit my appeal online, and that's it.
Okay.
There's nothing they can do for me.
All right. What you need to do is put a very, very explicit letter, totally explicit. I mean, leave out nothing. And tell them you're destitute and everything. And you will hear back from them, but I'm getting 2 to 3 months. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's what I'm getting. But at the end, okay. Will you win? Yes. And they would have to pay you back pay or whatever. You wouldn't have to pay that mortgage thing. But are they paying you for the rest of the months?
No, they garnished me, so they're not paying me anything.
They would have to pay you back pay, honey. So,
they said they would if I win, but that was kind of my question. Like, I'm kind of nervous, would I win or not?
You will win, but it may take a year to get it.
A year? I mean, oh, my gosh.
Well, we're talking about, I've been there, done this when I was younger. Takes about 3 months to just even get with somebody in normal conditions. And then after that, then they pass it on to the next person, next person, next person. By the time you turn around, it's about a year, 6 months to a year. So I would suggest that you would do some part-time work in the interim because, you need to make some money.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Well, don't freak out. I mean, you wanted to know. So that's what I see, and I think you already know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I did write my letter and submitted everything.
Well, I would write a second letter and be even more explicit because I don't think that you were totally explicit from A to B to C to D.
I just don't know what else to say if they're not being like super explanatory about why you even got the overpayment in the first place. I mean, it's kind of hard to fight when you don't have those details.
Well, on the overpayment, they screwed up, okay? It wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
It was their fault. And it had to do with the COVID virus, all right? They just put extra checks in the mail, and you got one of them, and they want it paid back. But that's no reason to stop you from getting your normal pay. And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's
awesome.
The best I can
tell. Thank you.
Right. Okay, honey. Good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny, you can go ahead.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. And, hey, it's not always going to be roses. It's not always going to be a bowl of cherries. But that's what you want to know is it's honesty. It's like you want to hear. You don't want to hear a bunch of smoke up your butt or, laughing gas.
The Judge
Judy
truth.
You want to hear the truth.
You want to hear the Judge Judy truth.
What was that, Johnny?
Okay, now. The Judge Judy truth.
What?
I
don't get it.
The Judge Judy truth.
He is not like Judge Judy at all. Dale is so sweet and charming. Judge Judy is very harsh. I don't even know why he says that about me, Dale.
Well, there's no reason. I mean, Judge Judy's also very honest and to the point. And that's what I mean. I mean, it's like, it's honest and to the point. And I don't know if that makes sense. Does that make sense, Dale?
No, because would you rather have a psychic and go to a psychic who tells you everything you want to hear and then it never comes true?
No.
Hello.
Right. That's the point. Right. So that's what I mean by honest and to the point. You see what I'm saying? So, like, just she's honest and to the point.
We don't see it. She's not like Judge Judy. it's just it's not a good comparison. We understand what you're trying to tell us, Johnny. We do. But we are not seeing the Judge Judy correlation at all.
Okay.
Well, sorry about
that. All right, let's move on. You have another one?
203 area code.
Hi, 203, you're on live. On Life, Laughter,
Hello.
Happiness with Dale Shear. Hi, what's your name?
Hi. Hi, this is Michelle calling from California.
Mm-hmm. And what part of California, Michelle?
The Los Angeles area.
Be more specific. Where?
Oh, Woodland Hills.
I know the area. Okay. Very well. Then I can get a fix on where you are, Woodland Hills. Very, very nice area and very conservative and lots of good places to eat there. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yes, there are, but I'm planning to move to Irvine. And
where?
I was going to Irvine in Orange County.
Oh, what's left of it? Ontario's burnt down.
No, Irvine.
Oh, Irvine. Okay. That is what's burning. That's what's on fire right now.
Towards where? The hills, you mean?
I don't know, but there. It just make sure where you want to move is definitely.
Yeah, well, this is closer to Newport Beach area. That end.
All right, guys. But just check and make sure it's safe. And what do you want to know about that?
Well, I've got a lot on my mind with my mother, and in fact, I'm flying back east tomorrow because she's not doing well. But I guess I just wanted to know that maybe when
Johnny,
I do move.
Specific questions, please. She's
okay.
All over the place, so I need it. All right,
I know.
We went from Irvine, and then we went to your mother. So I'm going to stick with Irvine.
Yeah. So when I move to Irvine come January, my daughter is going to be back from college and with me, and I just wanted to get a sense that she was going to be working. She'll get a job and be happy, you know, in that area.
Well, it's a beautiful area. Getting a job, if you're going to get one, it would be at home because of the virus. The virus is not going away and for a while. And she'll be fine with you. There's no problem, and there'll be money coming in. And I'll briefly touch on your mom, and then I'm going on to the next person. You already know the fate of your mother. You're there to say goodbye. You're there to be with her. So do what you got to do, and let's wish you and say a prayer to the universe and God to watch over you and help you and guide you to get through this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you
for coming.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you, ma'am. Okay.
At least you're getting called from areas. This is wild. Okay, Washington.
We sure are. Okay. I know we are. It's and we're getting a number of calls, which is good. So, okay.
Go ahead.
Are you there, Barbara?
Johnny,
yes,
and
I am. Hi. I'm here. I cannot always answer your questions or talk because I am on my event. I'm doing my event. I'm here with you guys.
Okay.
And
okay.
Please.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for being on. Because I really had no idea that you were traveling. I had no idea. It was.
What? I told you. So. Like, Dale kept saying 3 weeks in a row when you kept bringing the schedule that Barbara is not going to be able to do the Halloween
you know, weekend.
Oh, God,
yes.
Okay, all right. I got it.
Now you remember?
Well, it's just that I've had some stressful things happen to me today or so, but I kind of forgot everything. But that's
I'm
no
sorry
excuse.
You got some stress. All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's no
let's
excuse.
Move on.
I mean, you know.
We'll talk about this later, okay, and I'm so sorry, Johnny, that
yeah,
you're going to stress.
I mean, later, let's go to the caller.
401, you're on the air.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Carol here. Psychic Council.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Carrie. I'm calling in from Rhode Island. How are you?
Hi, Carrie.
From Rhode Island? Rhode Island.
Yes. All right. Never been there. I heard it's beautiful, though. All right.
Not,
what's
well,
your
you
question?
Know, not Long Island. Oh. I used to be a flight attendant, so everybody would think it was part of New York, but it's that small state.
I know it. Would you like a little tarot reading, honey, to answer
I
your
would
question?
Love,
or?
Yeah, because I came on with a question, and I've been thoroughly enjoying your show, but I completely kind of lost my train of thought in the last call, and just sort of I have
okay,
major transitions
gonna,
coming up, so I'm open to anything.
All right. What I want you to do is concentrate on one specific question. And I'm going to shuffle the cards, and they're coming out. And the first card that flew out of here was travel. So there's something to do
okay.
with travel. Are you still right. doing flight attendant work at all?
No, and unfortunately, with what's going on in the world, I mean, I do keep in touch with many coworkers, and they've been furloughed. So unfortunately, you know, I was resonating with the call, not the last call, but the call before where you were sharing that information. That's sort of when I tuned in. I'm a Leo too, so that was ironic. but you know, I feel like that's a dying dream almost. But it is always going to be in my blood.
Okay, specific question, and I'm shuffling the cards to tell me what you want me to say, and I'll tell you.
Specific question.
No, tell me when you want me to stop shuffling.
I can hear you. I understand that. You can stop now.
All right, so I have you. The first card is the Nine of Wands, and it's you're holding the fort up. It's like you're a one-man show, and you're holding things up. Everybody's in back of you, and you're making sure they don't fall. Is that a good assessment?
It is, but not for the right reason. So I'm going through a separation.
Well,
yeah, but I'm holding it down, and I'm powering through, and I'm going to get through this for myself.
Okay. You're also, what's crossing you is a hangman. So you're hung up on which way to go. Should I keep doing this or do I let the reins loose and let someone else do it? Okay. And then you have the Seven of Cups, which is you're juggling. You're juggling all sorts of avenues. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that?
Right.
You're juggling. Okay, and then you have phone calls, and you have some legal stuff that would be IRS or could be police, law, ticket, CIA, FBI, something of that sort. Does that make any sense to you?
It does, unfortunately. Going through a sale of a property. I'm listing it tomorrow, actually, so very validating for that reason. But I'm dealing with someone who's not really of good faith. So, I mean,
you don't have to keep that. You don't have to keep that person. You can use someone else. You know?
Oh,
that?
I know.
My
father passed away here, so it was just close to my heart, and our relationship has been over. But getting to this point is amazing. So I'm happy to list it tomorrow and then move forward with a clean slate. But of course, that's not what he wants. So I'm still staying my course. No.
Okay. Well, there's going to be some verbal fights over this and issues. You're holding on firmly to what you believe in, but the sun shines for you, so whatever you wished for, you will get.
It will
entail justice and fair play. It will entail attorneys or something of that sort. Okay, you have the King of Money, which is a large sum of money that you will get out of this whole thing, and the house is going to sell rather quickly, very quickly. So I'd start back
everything now. You
I
also have
I just don't know where I'm going.
Doesn't it matter? You will, there's a third party interference that's trying to stop all this. Don't
right.
let them. There's an attorney. There's an attorney that will stop all this and help you, and that attorney will be good. And
awesome.
at the end, you win. You have the money, you have it all, but it's a ways down the road.
I have chills because when I tuned in, I know you were giving a very similar reading to two callers ago regarding a bad attorney, and I've already gone through that experience 4 years ago to the day. He bought the property on Halloween 2016, and now we're listing it Halloween 2020. So that's amazing.
Yeah. Well,
just to validate you because that is perfect.
I think 2020 is going to be a year of everybody blanking out.
Right? And for me, honestly, the past couple of years have been so terrible, and I couldn't get out of my own way. I couldn't get up above water. And, you know, I'm so sad for everything that's going on, but it honestly catapulted me to be able to just get out of this. And it's very comforting to hear those words of reassurance. It truly is.
Okay, you're going to be fine. It's just you're going to have to go through a lot of stuff to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, at the end result, you're going to be all right. And you call us back and let us know what happens, okay?
I absolutely will.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Can
I need a break? Is Barbie here?
I'm here.
Hi.
Okay.
Talk to me. I need a little break.
Hi.
Did you like
I'm in Las Vegas, Gail.
Oh, are you crazy?
I'm walking through the wind, and I am going outside right now to go shopping on the street. What? Oh, I forgot my – I'm so sorry. I forgot my mask, you guys. I have to pull over, and the security people are like, ma'am, did you hear that? I came down with no mask. Thank you so much, sir. And you know what? He comes with the tongs, and he hands me a mask just now. How wonderful is that?
Wow. Question. Did you hear about the new Circa?
No.
No? That opened, just opened?
I'm going to a wedding like this.
Did you hear of that?
What just opened?
The new hotel, the first time in several years. Circa something? Or Barbara, did you hear of that?
Yes. Like that. Okay. Please tell the listeners again.
Circa, the new hotel that opened in Las Vegas. They just allowed a thousands of people to go in. They weren't wearing masks, and I don't know what was going on. And they're gambling. It's crazy. I don't know. I just thought it to be, you know, I live in the state of Nevada, and our governor doesn't allow for that. But it's insane. What can I tell you?
It is insane.
Okay.
So it's very to me, and I have I have guilt feelings about it. And, you know, I have tried a couple other things, like, say, marijuana in my life. It always made me cough. You know, cigarettes make me cough horribly. It's vape, it's so smooth.
You know what?
It's so satisfying. It never makes me cough.
Another thing that's really weird, they've closed down Rodeo Road in Los Angeles. They boarded it up. Did you know that?
Rodeo Drive or Rodeo Road?
Yeah, Rodeo Drive.
Completely different things.
Where they have all the stores. Hello?
Yeah, I understand. And, hey, Johnny, could you pick up the pieces here? I'm trying to get directions and carry on with the show at the same time. Maybe I shouldn't even do the show. I don't want to be interrupted to Dell. But I cannot be completely on. Remember, we didn't have a show tonight, but then I saw that you did have a show tonight, so I called in.
Okay.
But remember, we scheduled the show for tonight.
Barbara,
okay.
Don't go do your thing. Is Richard still there?
Yes, he's listening, yeah. He's listening.
Put him on. Put Richard on, okay. So he can help me through this, okay?
Okay. Barbara.
Okay. Aloha, I'm here.
All right, we need...
I am here. I'm just not partaking, and can you... I'm here. Please,
all
Johnny,
right.
Take over, please.
Okay, all right, I'll take care of this. Okay.
We've got Johnny and Barbara. Don't lose your directions. Go whatever you do, whatever you have to do, honey. Okay.
Right. Okay. All right. And do you want me to put on another caller or?
Yeah, and Richard can listen with me. Okay.
Okay. This next caller is Lisa. She called with a block number, but I identified her, so I'm introducing her by name. Are you there, Lisa?
Hi, Gil. Hi, Barbara. Thank you, Ms. Gelford, for doing the show. Just marvelous to talk to and learn a lot from you. I wish I could drink coffee better. I'm not a coffee drinker, but it's a good conversation, this show. Thank you, Alexander. I won't take much of your time. I just have a quick question. Colorado,
wait,
by the way.
Wait. Where are you from and what is your name?
Yes, ma'am. Lisa, Colorado.
And you're from Colorado. Okay. Is it still
Denver.
Snowing up there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Not a, like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh. I heard. Has it put out the fire?
There's still fire going on. There's still some. There were over 9,000 acres, like about. Yeah, there's
but
still fire.
The snow's helping, right?
Yeah, it is. It has come down. So they say about less than 100 the fire's on, but they're working nonstop to stop it.
Yeah. Okay, what's your question, sweetheart?
Yes, ma'am. So where I work right now, the color's yellow, and it's a part-time job. And
it's
kind of I have a part-time job, and where I work right now, the color of the company is – there's a yellow. I'm just trying for you to identify. I'm sorry. You know.
The color won't do any good.
Oh,
what kind of company is it? Please listen.
It's a retail company, and I have like, it's only less than 7 people, but I'm having they're telling me that there's never been, ever since I started working, there's city and there's negative, and it's a public place. And I don't know if I should stay here or they're thinking it. I'm in
shock. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
Okay. What business is
it? It's a retail company.
Can you get a job at another retail company?
Yes, I can.
Then I would do so. Because the people that clearly they're not getting along with you and they kind of don't want you around. So I would look around for something different and you will get it.
Oh, okay. Then I'll make this my last day because I do have another job pending. Oh, you're always very accurate. I bless you. Thank you so much.
Good luck with the new job because it'll be fine. Okay, and they'll like you a lot.
Right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Yeah, Johnny.
Okay.
And Richard, I need to talk to Richard for a moment. Richard?
No.
Hello?
Go ahead.
We don't want her to stay in a place that don't want her. Do we?
We don't want to stay.
Want her, that lady, to stay in a place that doesn't want her.
Oh, no. It's smart for her to bail. And if she's got something going right now, take it and go. And say, you know, sayonara. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, that's... He's giving a good reading, John. Johnny,
okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Right here.
Okay. You're really putting this whole show off. Okay. What's the next? Okay, then I'll go with the next caller.
This is just so you know, I'm not saying this is going to be the last caller. I'm just saying this is the last caller that we have. Okay, waiting.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and put this person on. It's 440.
Well, we don't know. You haven't given out your phone number at all.
Yeah, of course.
So
my number is 516-531-9874. Okay?
Okay. Hello? So, yes.
Hi. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Patricia. You're on with Psychic Del Shear. Lucky you.
Where are you calling from, Patricia?
Richard gets my...
Calling
Richard,
from Cleveland,
you know,
Ohio.
Thank you for understanding and getting me. I love Richard.
Aloha, Barb.
In Ohio, and my question is, I'm working at a job that was just so messy. The workers, it's a temp job as a cleaner in a library. And it's just been problematic. And I had been looking for some side gig that I can do. Now, should I just go ahead and give notice to this other place and start working
Not
side?
Yet. Not yet. What? Can I ask you, let me ask you a question. Can you clean houses or, you know, can you clean houses?
Well, the chemicals, the smell of that, I mean, it bothered me.
Well, you can bring your own chemicals. I mean, they do have safety chemicals you can use. Pays $50 an hour. So it's something you should consider. And there's a shortage of people. You can even do it in condominiums. You'd be surprised. So I think where you're at, I wouldn't give notice. But I certainly would look at other avenues to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Because cleaning is cleaning. It doesn't matter where you're doing it.
Right, yeah. But also, I prefer to work at home. And I took this job because, you know, I thought it would be, you know, really simple and, you know.
Okay,
and
but I already answered your question.
Okay.
I mean, I can't tell you more because, you know, you can clean other places and just make a lot of money and be successful and be fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
It's not really, okay, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have to. It's not something that you can, you know, customize. It's whatever it is, and Dale tells you what it is, and that's what it is. But we thank you so much for calling.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
now
I don't want to stop Barbara from doing what she's doing because she's doing an important mission, and it's fine. And she's having fun, and I want her to have fun. Now, what would you like me to do at this point? And I have Richard there, and I can, you know, what would you
now
like me to do?
We have another caller, but I would have to screen. I need to screen it first.
Don't
Why?
Do you
who,
want me to
who do you think it is, Johnny? What do you ask? Let's ask Johnny. This has been a burning question of mine. What do you ask them? How do you screen the call? Pretend I am.
Oh, I asked him. I said, who am I speaking with? I asked him who
okay,
I was speaking
hi,
with, and then, you know, yeah. And then
hi,
I always
Barbara.
Say to them, right, and then it's I say I will introduce them
broken.
By their area code. Okay, well, what
it's
I would say
broken.
Is I would say, who am I speaking with? Who am I speaking with?
Yeah,
and then you would say Barbara.
I just said that, and I said, let's role play, Johnny. Okay, I said
okay.
Barbara. And then what's the next okay. question you would ask me?
Well, then what I would say is that if you weren't calling from a blocked number, I would say, when I introduce your area, I will introduce you by your area code. And then that you're going to be our next caller.
Okay. And that's
you know,
a screening process?
Say.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if it's
that's
now,
not
if
a screening
caller
process,
is calling from a blocked number,
wow.
then I
Johnny.
Introduce them by their name. But
okay. Johnny? The most important thing you've got to say, and I'm being very kind about this.
Oh, yes, of course.
Is,
ask a specific question.
Yes. That's all I care about. All right? So let's put the next caller on.
Yeah,
well, let me screen him first, okay?
Let me screen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. That was my screening. And if
there
we can't handle a caller that comes on, then something's wrong with us. Hello. Welcome to the show. Everybody's welcome.
Show on YouTube.
Hi. Great. Thank you for having a sense of humor. You're on with Dale Shear. What's your question?
Okay, this is Sharon. This is Sharon. Here you come, 302.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Where are you calling
thanks,
from?
Guys. I'm Ashley. I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm. What part of New York?
Hi. New York City.
Yes.
New York City.
I love it. I love it. Can I ask you a question about that right now? Are they saying what they're going to do for New Year's Eve at all with this COVID virus?
New Year's Eve or Halloween? New Year's Eve? I don't know.
Right.
I know that. I don't think they're going to be, you know, I don't think they're going to be doing anything. Did you hear Las Vegas just said they're not going to do any fireworks?
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah, I heard that today. So probably, I mean, I haven't been here that long. In fact, that was kind of my question. I just moved. I moved here from the Midwest and Nebraska.
That's a culture shock.
Yeah, yeah. I came to be closer to my daughter. Yeah, it's a big culture shock. They have grass in Nebraska.
But I'm a New Yorker. I'm from Jersey in New York, so I'm sorry. I've been all over, and you know, I like it all. I like Hawaii. I like, you know, California.
Yeah.
I like Nevada. I love New York because there's so much to do. And if you want grass, you go to Central Park.
Yes, I know, except I've got some physical disabilities, and, you know, it's not fun when you don't have transportation and you don't have money, and you know, then
that's,
it's a lot harder. I mean, hard anyway. But my question was, if you saw, I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff going on around here, and I wondered if you see any of that clearing up, and you know, anything, what's ahead for me here?
Well, I'm gonna do a card reading on that. What is going on with the weird stuff? What are you saying? Like what?
I have got kind of like a stalker situation. Plus, there's some supernatural stuff going on. So I don't know if this.
I get the cards.
The
supernatural. Talk to me about the supernatural stuff. Let me hear it. Because that's my expertise.
Yeah.
That's my expertise.
Yeah. It's hard for me to, I can't figure out what's supernatural and what is somebody
doing. Well, just
doing
tell me what is going on, and I'll tell you what's real and what's not.
Okay. Well, this is a person has been, you know, attacking my dog. And I've had things happening to me. They've taken her while I'm sleeping. And shaved her, put poison on her. I mean, shaved her. I mean, it's obvious. I've got photographs. I took her to the vet. And I'm not waking up.
Stop right there, because this upsets me. Where are you living that you have your dog?
Where am I living? My dog is my service dog. She's with me all the time. I'm in an apartment.
Okay. Can you move somewhere else?
I just moved here.
I understand
that. It's very difficult to find. You know, it's difficult to find any place with my income and situation.
Okay.
I can't right now.
Is there a lot of people living in your house?
Nobody. There's other people in the building, you know, in the other apartments, but
Okay, no. Well, you want me to tell you, I will tell you, it's not supernatural. I will tell you how to stop this. You want to hear me on how to
stop
this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
You want to have someone put up two or three different locks on your apartment. Several, you know, heavy-duty locks. And also on the windows, whatever need be. You want to put up some mirrors by the window, by the windows. There's a reason I'm saying this. This part's a spiritual thing. It will make all this go away. That's the best way I can tell you to do it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I want you to, if you could look at this. I mean, my phone is hacked, and they are hacking my phone right now, and I can hear them laughing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a constant, and I've tried to get burner phones or whatever, but I figured, you know, I've been through this, so I learned that all they have to do is pick up the satellite, and then they can find a new phone. So it's kind of a constant.
Well, my question to you is, why are they doing this to you? For what reason?
I don't know, for the fun of it. Who knows?
Pardon me?
I mean, for the fun of it, I don't know. I have
nobody does stuff like that to the fun of it. Either cults do it a cult can do it. If you were ever involved in one, I know people that
my son was murdered in Nebraska. And it's kind of been going on ever since, so.
Well, it could be part of those, you know, people that know people, but
I would definitely. I was hoping, only God knows this, and that's kind of why I was hoping, you know, you might get some messages.
But I'm trying to tell you something. To stop the situation is the way I told you. Put up locks all over the place that no one can get in. As far as the phone being tapped, I would buy a different phone every day down at the CVS Pharmacy, one of those, and put different phone things, you know, in it.
Right.
So that, next day buy another one. Next day, you know, they're cheap, and you put different cards. Actually,
minimum $60. Unless you see that I'm going to win the lottery, or there's money coming in, because I'm very limited income.
Can't say that. Don't know that. But I would just say you can get one of those. Keep the phone, but use different SIM cards. That's the best way I can tell you. Okay.
Right.
Every day I have to. So that'll stop that. And what'll stop is also. The locks and the mirror facing outward, outside of the window. I understand psychic attack, and I know that's what you're under, okay?
Yeah. Do you know why I'm under psychic attack? Do you know why I'm under psychic attack?
It has to do with the murder of your son.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I can tell you for now, but thank you for calling. God bless.
I thought you were going to pull some cards and...
Not on something like this. I can't do it.
How things are going to be better or what they're, you know, living here in New York, if there's anything...
Well, yes, it will be if you do what I tell you to do. And if you do nothing about it, no, it won't be. It's that simple.
Okay.
Okay.
You picking up anything from my dog?
I don't know what to tell you there. Don't know. I really don't. I can't.
Why don't we give her the number for the private consultation? Do you want to do that, Dale?
No, Johnny. I've told her everything I could tell her. And the point is, as far as locking things up in your house, closets, clothes ripping, all kind of weird stuff, and mirrors and all that stuff, reverse whatever is happening or wished upon you back to the other person, okay?
Okay, well, she already disconnected. So I think that we don't have any more callers.
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
All right.
give me the shout out, Barbara, if you want.
Do you want to do the shout out, Barbara, or I can do the shout out? Which do you prefer?
I don't think Barbara's there anymore.
No,
so go
here.
Ahead and do the shout out. Do the shout out, and then
all right, I'll do
call
the shout out.
I'll do the shout out.
Okay.
I hear you guys.
Okay.
The only reason I'm not there all the time this show is because that's why I didn't want to do the show today because it was going to
that's
be loud.
I'm so sorry,
but
Barbara.
I'm listening to you guys. It's very wonderful, and it's a wonderful show, and I'm saying
not
in
really.
A nice, kind way. Amusing. It's amusing,
no,
which Dale understands
amusing.
What I'm talking about, because sometimes it's just kind of a funny show, isn't it, Dale?
Not today.
Yes, it is.
And Johnny keeps getting things mixed up, so we're getting, you know. Anyway, I truly know what you're talking about. We were going to do something else today, and we didn't do it, and it's all right. I'm all right, too,
right.
And I have a new puppy, and I want Barbara to go shopping and have fun, and go ahead and do the shout-out, Barb.
I know, so, hey, Johnny, next time when you think that you're going to do whatever you want to do and Barbara's not going to find out, you got it wrong there, okay? Just kidding.
Well, I wasn't trying to go behind your back. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were traveling. It just slipped my mind.
Oh, we've only talked about it a lot of times. It's okay. Okay.
Yes,
so,
and I have a lot of things on my mind.
I hope you don't air this show. I hope you don't upload it. I would just kind of nix this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know what? Good luck on that, Dale, because I've asked him about that on a few shows. And nope. It's up there. There's no turning back once we've done it. It's okay.
Well, do you want me to upload it?
All right, everybody. And Richard. Shout out to Richard. He's 92. And in August, he's going to be 93. And we had him on listening today. Hi, Richard, and thank you for accepting me always and laughing at all my jokes.
Yes. Got to have a sense of humor. Don't lose your sense of humor.
And do what Richard does. He follows us on YouTube. And he subscribes to our channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. He also follows us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Do what Richard does. He's 92. He knows what he's doing. So thank you, everybody. Yes, it was fun.
Thank you.
It was fun. Thank
and
you, Dale. The readings were amazing. I can't wait to go on YouTube and listen to this show again so I can actually hear the show.
No, don't even go on. Please don't upload this show, Johnny.
Why?
This is not a...
No,
never
Johnny,
mind.
Johnny never
you don't...
says that for me when I say don't upload that show. And, hey, Bill,
well,
it was
do
great.
Want, do you want this show uploaded to YouTube?
Yes, we
no.
do.
I
do.
Don't.
All right. Well, anyway, hey. So long, everybody. I've got to go.
Good night, Barbara.
I have reservations in Vegas, and I love
good
you guys.
Barbara.
Have fun.
Good night, Dale.
Tahoe, Hawaii, Florida, L.A. I love you guys. Aloha.
Aloha.
Dale.